I am happiest when I delight in what I have. It is a lot. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. I am happiest when I delight in what I have, for it is a lot. What makes us happy? What things in life really make us happy? Do you think that people with big houses and big cars and big boats and all that sort of stuff are happier than the person who has an ordinary family affair, you know, an ordinary family life? You look at people with ordinary family lives and you see people who are happy to come home after their job, and they know what their position is. They don't worry about having big boats, big cars, big houses and things like that because their budget doesn't call for it. So they're perfectly happy. It reminds me of when I think of these African children. They don't have shoes, they don't have clothes, and they're running around naked, and everybody's running around naked. They don't even think a thing about it, and they're not the slightest bit concerned about that they don't have clothes. And then some people come along with clothes and shoes and say, oh, they don't have anything. Oh, what a shame, what a shame. And they start planting seeds in the kids' minds, and then the kids become unhappy that they don't have what they can't afford to have. Not can't afford to have, it's just not available to have down there. And now this is not all areas. The more outback areas, the more primitive areas, that's the case. But hey, you don't know what you're missing if you don't never had it. You have no idea, and so you're happy with what you have. And these children are happy with the toys they have to play with. Now, I was watching some children in Africa playing with their toys, and they were in the street, and they were in a poor district right in the middle of the jungle. And as I was watching them, they were just rolling a can back and forth, or they had a stick, and they had some sort of a wheel that they were taking on it, some sort of a tin piece that had come from the top of a barrel or something. It wasn't perfect, but it rolled for them. And some of the little girls, they'd take a little toy, a piece of rag, and they make knots on it for a head and knots for an arm and leg and so forth, and that was their doll. And they just had lots of fun with it, and they really loved it and cuddled it and appreciated it, and they didn't think of that they didn't have a better doll. And it's true, some houses had television, and the neighbors were looking through the window and watching television along with them, and the windows are always open. There's no glass in them. There's no shutters or anything else, basically. They're just a square let light in, you know. And sometimes they hang something over it at night to keep the cool air out, or because there isn't cool air around there, same temperature night and day. But whatever. Now, how can they handle that? How can they handle that, living in limitation like that? Well, they're not living in limitation. Limitation is only when you think you haven't got something that somebody else has, or that you want to have something that you think you should have a right to have. And when you're living in the degree of what you have and you're happy with it, then life is just great. As I told you the story of when we were kids, the Depression time, and we'd come home from school, mother would say, now put on your old clothes and take off your shoes. And we didn't wear our shoes all summer long, and well, it got quite cold too sometimes, and we still weren't wearing our shoes, and we loved it. And the rest of the kids in the neighborhood didn't either, and mother wanted us to be just like all the rest of the kids in the neighborhood, so that we would not have shoes on and be wearing old clothes too. And hey, that was just natural. That was just fun. The neighbor kids were not dressed any better than we were, except for my cousin. He came from a very wealthy family. His mother was a multimillionaire back in those days. And so she would come over with little Clarence. And Clarence was dressed up to the nines with these velvet suits and stuff like that, which cost what our whole wardrobe would have cost for a year, you know. But they had it, so they spent it, and they enjoyed it. And they used to give us that stuff after the kid would outgrow it. They'd give it to the various members of the family, because she had eight brothers and sisters, or eight brothers and a bunch of sisters, too, four of them, I think. And so she'd share it in the family, you know, whoever had kids about the size that her kid had just grown out of. But we didn't care. We didn't care. And the first thing we did when we got that fancy clothes and were required to put them on, we went down to the dump and we went sliding down the hill with it, you know. And because they were nice and slick, they really nice. But then they were full of holes in no time and worn out in no time. And Mother never complained. She never said, "Why don't you appreciate those nice clothes and stuff like that?" Because she knew she didn't appreciate it either, because they were just out of our class, out of our experience. And when we were appearing in them with any of the other kids in the neighborhood, we would first go out and get them all full of mud, get them all dirty, so that nobody would notice that they were really nice clothes. Because we didn't want to be different. We were perfectly happy. We were living a very happy life. I'm happiest when I delight in what I have. It's a lot. We all have a lot of wonderful things that we can delight in. And we don't have to have a lot more, because when you get a lot more, you got to learn how to use that lot more. When you get a beautiful boat, you got to learn how to use it. You got to learn the rules of the road. You use it in the river or the lake or in the ocean. And unless you do that, you can't drive that boat. And if you have a little sports car or a motorbike, you have to learn the rules of the road about that too. And if you just have your little toys that you're pushing around the sandbox, man, you can do anything you want. You're your own police force. You're your own road builders and highway builders and so forth. And you know, you can smash them up too. And that's okay, because it's yours. And Mother never told us, don't smash your toys. She said, enjoy your toys. And that's what you get until the next birthday. And so we learned to take care of them, because it was that or nothing. And it was a great, great life. But you see, I'm happiest when I delight in what I have. And this is what is true for all of us. If we will delight in what we have, we will just be so very wonderful. Now, Sylvia is a good example of delighting in what you have. Sylvia has a wardrobe that'll choke a horse. But she has one dress that she loves madly, and I think we should have got a dozen just like her for. But she has this one dress, and she wears this all the time. She may have other things underneath it, who knows. But the dress she has on the outer, and that's her favorite. It is one of these dresses that is so comfy and so, what's that material, would you call that? Just cotton, but I mean it had a name to it. It's a stretch cotton that sort of floats around your body and makes you just feel like you're wearing nothing, you know. But it's really a comfortable thing. But that's her favorite. Now Ellen, she wears the same thing day in, day out, and occasionally she'll put on some fancy clothes and we'll say, "Wow, when did you buy that?" And she says, "Oh, about 3 or 4 years ago." She has, like most people, a habit of wearing certain things that are making her comfortable and pleasant, and so she wears them. And Ingeborg, oh my goodness, the way that Ingeborg dresses is enough to give you a conniption fit. Ingeborg has interesting taste in clothing. She likes the clothing to look like old ladies' clothing, and yet she's not an old lady. And she likes the clothing to look wild and full of color and full of all sorts of stuff. And I never picture Ingeborg as being a wild lady full of color like that. But maybe we're missing the picture, because that's what her choice is in things that she likes to wear. Now, think of this. A dog has his collar. Does a dog try to take the collar off? Only if you think, is the collar too tight? Is it too loose? Is it this? Is it? You worry the dog with your consciousness, and he thinks it's the collar that's doing the badness, and so he tries to pull it off. He tries to get his claw and pull it off and choke himself. But if you would just always say, "What a lovely collar. My goodness, you look so good in that collar. It just fits your personality so beautiful." Well, that dog's going to strut around showing off his collar, really. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of consciousness, and your consciousness. Or if you say, "Oh, you're always a miserable-looking dog. You're always looking down. You're always doing this." And sure enough, the dog will continue doing that, even though he had been doing it just because of a problem that he had for a little while, and he got rid of it. But But he continued, because you expect that of him. You see, I'm happiest when I delight in what I have, whether it's a collar or a dress or clothing. This pair of trousers here with these three stripes on the legs, I have worn those now for the last 8 or 10 years. And well, I only wear them to seminars, or I only wear them to special occasions. And they're still brand new. They're not worn in any way. They're not soiled in any way. They're just really quite nice. But today I'm wearing them primarily because it's a little chilly outside. And it's pleasant to have something cozy on you. But otherwise, you know, I think if we can all just delight in what we have, we'll be so happy and so content. And we'll feel that life is worth living. And we'll find out that what we have is really a lot. And as we give thanks for it and appreciate it, it just seems to be sufficient. Now you say, if you give thanks for it, won't you get something more? If you want it. But do you want it? Do you want something more? Or are you happy with what you got? When you're happy with what you got, you always have it. And, you know, when you're happy with what you got, another little side effect is nobody wants to steal it. Nobody wants to take what you have when you're happy with it. It's not that you are worshiping it, not that you possess it, but you're just happy enjoying it and using it. And that's really an art. So, with that in mind, you just have yourself a lovely day, and know that I am with you all the time, thinking beautiful thoughts and blessing you with all my heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.